Okay.
Okay, all the children can be dismissed. That doesn't include you, Spike. All the children can be dismissed.
所有的小孩子们，你们可以去参加小孩的主日学。
Everyone enjoying the weather?
希望大家都很喜欢今天天气。
Everybody going to the fireworks tonight?
有没有人要去看烟火？今天晚上要去看烟火的
？No. This morning we're going to be looking at Rahab the outsider.
今天我们要大家一起来思考，来看一看拉合他这个外人。
Rahab placed her faith in the God of heaven and the God of the earth.
拉合的信心是建立在天上和地上神的身上。
How many of you have been to Hawaii?
你们当中有多少人曾经去过夏威夷的？举个手。
I see you. Okay, good.
Okay, 好像很多人去过夏威夷。
If you were there on any one of the islands for a short time, you would have been considered a visitor or a Haole.
你们如果曾经在夏威夷的其中一个小岛上待过一阵子的话，你可能会被称为 Haole， 就是外来的游客。
Unfortunately, this is a derogatory term for someone who is an outsider in Hawaii.
在夏威夷，这个名词是一个被人家轻视的一个称呼。
If you were a local, an accepted person by the natives, you were a kamahina.
如果你是本地人被接受的，那你就是一个 kamahina。
You would be a kamahina if you were an insider。
如果你是被称为 kamahina， 那就算是自己人。
This morning we're all going to be kamahinas。
今天我们早上大家都是自己人。
We're going to hang loose and we're going to be on island time for a few minutes。
我们大家都在一起，我们公子哥，我们马马虎虎，随随便便也就可以了。
Aloha。
Aloha.
Everybody do that with me.
你们会不会在一起叫说 Aloha?
There you go. You got to loosen up a little bit. I'll tell you a funny story that I heard the other day about conflict.
我前几天我听到一个很好玩的关于冲突的一件事情。
It seems there was a barber in a small local town who had been the only barber there for many years.
在一个小城里面有一个理发师，他在城里理发已经很久了。
Everybody went to this barber to get a haircut.
那城里几乎每个人都去他那个地方来剪他们的头发。
Then one day a large salon franchise came to town and opened up shop.
有一天城里面突然开了一家理发店的连锁店。
They advertised all haircuts $5.
他们打出了广告是你理发的特价，每次只要5块钱就可以了。
Slowly, this barber's business began to dwindle.
慢慢的，这个理发师的生意越来越少。
He just couldn't compete.
他没有办法跟这个连锁店来竞争。
So in a last ditch effort to save his business, he hired a business consultant.
最后他只好请了一个顾问来帮他出一个点子。
The consultant spent a whole day poring over the barber's books and he asked many questions.
这个顾问就花了一整天的时间来仔细的考察他的账簿，也问了他许多的问题。
At the end of the day, the barber asked the consultant, "So, what do you think? Should I go ahead and just close up shop?"
最后，这个理发师就问这个顾问：“你认为怎么样？我应该关门大吉吗？”
The consultant said, "Not yet. I'll be back tomorrow."
顾问说：“先等会儿，先不要哈，我明天会再回来。”
The next day, the consultant came back with a huge banner that he hung in front of the barber shop.
第二天，这个顾问回来了，他拿了一块很长的布条，挂在这个理发师店的门口。
And the banner said, "We fix $5 haircuts."
上面写着，我们会为你们修理那个你们花了五块钱所理的头发。
And Josh, and Brother James got it, so everybody should have gotten it, so we're good.
赵宪大概听懂了这个故事的意思。
If Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1, God himself had commissioned Joshua to cross the Jordan River and begin his conquest of the land of Canaan.
在约书亚记第一章里面，神才刚刚指示约书亚过约旦河，开始要战胜迦南地。
God had promised Joshua and the nation of Israel that they would finally receive their land of milk and honey.
神应许耶稣亚和以色列国，让他们能接受这个奶跟蜜之地。
However, the nation of Israel would have to encounter many battles and conflicts.
但是以色列人在中间会碰到许多冲突和许多的战争。
They were about to engage in a battle that scholars call the Yahweh War.
他们会碰到圣经学者所称的耶和华的战争。
Part of the warfare was a practice of harem, a Hebrew word that designates a religious act to devote to destruction.
这种战争是所谓 harem, 希伯来文中所谓的圣战，意味是要把敌人全部的消灭。
The Amorites were a wicked and cruel people who were known for sacrificing their children during their religious services.
亚摩利人是很邪恶和残忍的一个民族，他们是会把小婴孩拿去献祭的。
Our sovereign and all-knowing God called for a total destruction of these evil and cruel people.
我们全知全能的神要以色列人把这些凶恶的民族要消灭。
Yet God in His compassion and mercy touches the life of Rahab to save her and her household.
但是我们满有慈悲的神抚摸了拉合的家人。
This morning we will see how Rahab, the outsider, becomes an insider through her faith in God.
今天早上我们要一起来思考拉合如何从一个外人因借着对神的信心成了自家的人。
Her faith is seen in her courage to protect the spies, her confession of faith, and the covenant that she made with the spies.
我们可以从她保护探子的勇气、她的信心和她跟探子立约看出来她的信心。
Rahab's courage.
第一个，我们来看拉合的勇气。
Jericho,
耶利哥城
is a standalone city-state.
是一个单独一个城市成立的一个小国。
And it had its own king.
它有他们自己的国王。
It was a military outpost around 10 acres in size, and it was fortified with towers and walls.
大概有十亩大，是一个有坚强城墙和城堡的军事基地。
The reconnaissance mission covered about 50 miles round trip, and it was designed to get information about the city and its people.
侦察队的任务是要在方圆50里来回的路程中。去收集情报，有关那个城和城里人民的情报。
We see God's providence in verse 1.
我们看到在第一节里面有关神的旨意。
Then Joshua the son of Nun secretly sent two spies from Shittim, go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there.
当下嫩的儿子的约书亚从蛇亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说：“你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。”于是二人去了，来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家里，就在那里躺卧。
Apparently, the two nameless spies thought Rahab's house of prostitution on the outer wall would be a place where they would be undetected, that they could gather valuable information, and it would be a easy way of escape out of the city.
显然这两个没有名字的探子认为这个妓女拉合的家是在城墙旁边的地方，不可能被人发现，他们可以收集到很有价值的情报，同时到时候需要逃离这个地方的时候会比较容易一点。
God's hand of grace and mercy was providentially working behind the scenes.
神的恩典和慈悲的手在暗中进行神他自己的计划。
God would give Rahab an opportunity to illustrate her faithby the protecting the two spies from the king of Jericho.
神要让拉合有机会借着保护两位以色列人探子来看出他的信心。
And then the king's pursuit.
然后我们来看一下国王的追赶。
Jericho trembled in the face of judgment.
耶利哥城里面的人要碰到神的这个let me see, yeah.因为要碰到神的这个审判发抖。
Verse 2 says, The king of Jericho was told, Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land.
第二节里面如此说，有人告诉耶利哥王说，今夜有以色列人来到这里窥探此地。
So the king of Jericho sent his message to Rahab, Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land.
耶律哥王打发人去见拉合说，那来到你这里进了你家的人要交出来，因为他们要来窥探这个全地。
But the woman who had taken the two men and hidden them, she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from."
女人将二人隐藏，就回答说，那人果然到我这里来，他们在这里，他们从哪里来的，我却不知道。
At dusk, when the time was close to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them, and you may catch up with them.
天黑要关城门的时候，他们出去了，往哪里去，我却不知道。你们快快的去追赶，就必追上。
But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof.
但是女人领二人上了房顶，将他们藏在那里所摆的麻秸中。
So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut.
那些人就往约旦河的渡口追赶他们去了。追赶他们的人一出去，城门就关了。
The evidence of Rahab's faith was that she was risking her life.
拉合信心最清楚的证据就是当他接待和隐藏两个探子的时候，他所冒的生命的危险。
When she received and hid the spies.
他冒生命危险，就是隐藏了那两个探子。
Had the king discovered her deception, she would have been slain as a traitor.
如果国王发现他隐瞒的话，他会被当成卖国贼，遭杀身之祸。
Rahab did lie, and we can't condone what God condemns.
拉合在这里说了谎，但是我们不能把神所宣称有罪的当作可以接受的。
However, God approved of her faith demonstrated by her works as recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
但是神借着希伯来书十一章里面所记载他的行为认可了他的信心。
Rahab walked the walk and talked the talk.
他是一个照着自己信心去行出来的一个人。
She was a woman of great courage and took a stand for the Lord.
他是一个很有勇气的，然后为了神愿意站出来的人。
Then secondly, Rahab's confession.
第二个，我们来看拉合的自白。
Rahab had courage in the midst of uncertainty.
拉合在不确定的当中，他有勇气。
Verses 8 through 11.
从第八节到第十一节当中如此说。
Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof.
二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里。
And said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you.And that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you.
对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。
We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and how you did, and what you did to Shihon and Og.The two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed.
因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。
When we heard it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God of heaven above.And on the earth below.
我们听见这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神，本是上天下地的神。
Rahab declared her faith in Israel's God.
拉合宣告他对以色列神的信心。
She said, "The Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below."
他说，你们的主，你们的神是天上和地下的神。
This is her response to the information she received about the mighty working of God.
这是她对她所知道关于神的作为的信息所有的反应。
Rahab believed, trusting in the God's power and mercy to save her.
拉合相信，同时也愿意信靠神的大能和慈悲来救她。
You might ask how Rahab, the prostitute, would have such remarkable faith.
你可能会问，拉合只是一个妓女而已，她怎么会有这么大的信心？
The answer is she just responded in faith to the message she heard about God.
答案很简单，她只是很单纯的对她所听到关于神所做的一切事情的一个反应。
Then thirdly is Rahab's covenant.
我们第三点来看一下拉合的誓约。
We covered this point, but let me just summarize it in two sentences.
我们刚才在领圣餐的时候曾经提到这一段，现在我们只是来简短的看一下这一段这一段经文。
Rahab made a covenant with the two spies to save her and her family.
拉合跟两个探子的约定是救她跟她的家人。
And the sign of the covenant was a scarlet cord tied to Rahab's window.
这个约的一个信号就是一根系在拉合家窗口上的朱红线绳子。
Then fourthly, verses 22 to 24, we look at the spies' counsel.
那第四点我们来看一下这个探子他们所做的建议。
Israel had boldness in the face of challenge.
以色列人在面对挑战的时候他们所有的勇气。
When they left, they went to the hills and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them.
他们两个人到山上的时候在那里住了三天等到追赶的人回去了追赶的人一路找他们却找不到。
Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them.
两个人就下山回来过了河到嫩的儿子约书亚那里向他们诉说所遭遇的一切事情。
And they said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given us the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us.
又对约书亚说耶和华果然将那全地交在我们的手中那地的一切居民在我们的面前心都消化了。
The spies report to Joshua and give him good counsel.
探子们给约书亚一个报告同时给他一个好的谏言。
One author describes Rahab as both savior and oracle.
有一位作者形容拉合为一位救星并且是一个好的喉舌。
She is savior in that she protects the two spies and helps them safely return home.
她是个救星因为她保护了两个探子帮助他们平安的回去。
She's also the oracle in that she plays the role of priest and prophet.
她也是有一位好的喉舌的人她扮演了像是一位祭司和先知的角色。
By virtually quoting her, the spies accept her words to be as true as an oracle and pave the way for Israel's movement the next morning toward the Jordan River.
探子们直接报告了他所说的话探子们等于是把他的话当成是千真万确像神的话一般就使以色列人第二天一大早能够准备进军入过约旦河。
Her words encourage Israel that Yahweh is indeed on their side and that victory is certain.
他的话鼓励了以色列人知道神是站在他们这一边他们的胜利是指日可待的。
Rahab is truly the Bible is one of the Bible's most fascinating characters.
拉合确实在圣经里是最有魅力的人物之一。
Let's take some principles from our story today and apply them to our contemporary life.
让我们今天从这个故事中看看怎么样应用在我们今天生活的世代里。
Okay, now the story is over with. Now we're going to say, how does this apply to me?
Okay, 这个故事我们现在在这边结束。但是我们现在要看一看我们怎么样把这个故事应用在我们日常的生活里面。
That's the way a Bible exposition should be.
我们解释圣经就需要能够这样做。
What does the Bible mean?
圣经的意思是什么?
What does the Bible mean to me?
圣经对我来讲是什么意义?
The life application, first of all, is God's patience with outsiders.
第一个我们要应用的是第一个是思考神对外人的忍耐。
God speaking to Abraham in Genesis 15, 13 and 16 says,
神在创世纪15章13节跟16节里面对亚伯拉罕说,
Then the Lord said to him, Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years.
你要的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地,又服侍那地的人,那地的人要苦待他们400年。
In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not reached its full measure.
到了第四代,他们必回到此地,因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
Rahab was an Amorite.
拉合是一位亚摩利人。
The Amorites were so wicked that when they built buildings, they would put live babies in jars and put them in the walls.
亚摩利人是极其邪恶的当他们建房子的时候他们将活着的婴孩装在瓶罐里面然后放进房子的墙里面。
Rahab's story is proof of the grace of salvation of God.
拉合的故事就向我们证明了神所赐救赎的恩典。
God's overarching call to all humanity is whosoever will.
神向所有世人所宣告的是，只要任何人愿意都可以来。
God's word speaks to all of us today.
神的话是对我们今天所有人所说的。
2 Peter 3:9 says, The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not willing anyone should perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得后书三章九节中如此说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
In Romans 10:13, my favorite verse in the Bible says, Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
我最喜欢的一节经节在罗马书十章十三节如此说，因你求告名的就必得救，因求告主名的就必得救。
I want you to think about this.
我想请大家来一起思考。
At one point in your life, you were an outsider.
你是否曾有一时你是一个外人？
Was God patient with you?
神对你是不是很耐心？
I know he was with me.
我知道他是如此待我。
Let's thank him today for loving sinners such as you and me.
让我们今天来感谢他爱你跟我一样的罪人。
God's passion for outsiders.
我们来看神对外邦人的热心。
Rahab was an outsider.
拉合是一个外邦人。
Biblically, an outsider is someone who stands outside Israel in the Old Testament and outside the church in the New Testament.
在圣经里面，外邦人是旧约中在以色列国之外的人，或者在新约里面是教会之外的人。
See, they don't belong to God's inner circle of special relationship.
他们不属于神内部跟他有特殊关系的人的一部分。
And even worse, like Rahab, they stand condemned under God's eternal punishment for their sin and their rebellion.
更糟的是，就像拉合，他们因为罪和叛逆的缘故，已经被定罪。
This distant relationship of outsiders to God and His people appears in Paul's writing in Ephesians.
这种和神跟他的子民疏离的关系，在保罗在以弗所书里面信中曾经提到过。
Ephesians 2:11-13.
以弗所书二章十一到十三节。
Therefore, remember that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth, called uncircumcision by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men.
所以你们应当纪念从前，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的。这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼人所起的。
Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在耶稣基督里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
Let me just say that we are all Gentiles here.
让我跟大家讲清楚，就是说我们都是属于外邦人。
Many of you are Gentiles from China.
有很多你们当中是在中国大陆来的外邦人。
And I'm a Gentile from Michigan.
那我是一个在 Michigan 的外邦人。
You see, formerly these believers had many strikes against them.
从前这些信徒有很多对他们不利的地方。
They were Gentiles by birth, and they stood outside the in-group, God's elect people, Israel.
他们在肉体上来说是外邦人，站在神选民之的内圈之外的。
And Paul piles on the terms to hammer home their distance away from God.
保罗在这里用很多的词汇来让他们知道他们离神有多远。
They were separate from Christ.
他们与基督是隔离的。
They were excluded from the citizenship of Israel.
被排除在神国和他所应许之外。
They were foreigners to the covenants of promise.
他们是排除在神的应许之外的。
They were without hope and without God.
他们是没有神也没有盼望的。
Only through the blood of Christ could these people be brought near to God.
只有借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能被带回神的面前来。
Rahab is joined by many outsiders in the Bible.
除了拉合之外，在圣经里面还有许多其他的外人。
Ruth, the central figure in the biblical book that bears her name, is a well-known outsider.
路德是圣经里面另外一个很有名的外人的一个中心的人物。
She was a Moabitess who married into an Israelite family during their temporary stay in her country.
她是一位摩押人，在她短暂的一段住在她自己国家的时候。
Tragically, death claimed her husband, but rather than remain and remarry, she moved to Judah with her widowed mother-in-law, Naomi.
她嫁给了一个以色列民的家，很可悲的，她的先生去世了，但是她并没有留在摩押地或者改嫁。
She experienced life as an outsider, a foreigner, one from one of Israel's neighboring countries.
她跟从拿俄米，她的婆婆回去犹大地，对她来说。她经历了一个在以色列国邻居的外国人住在以色列外一个以色列外人的一个滋味。
She was a woman in a man's world.
她住在一个全是男人的世界。
A childless widow in a world of married couples with children.
又是一个没有孩子的寡妇，在她旁边的全是已婚和有孩子的人。
Ruth is often referred to as Ruth the Moabitess.
路德经常被称为摩押人路德。
And this was a subtle reminder that she's not from around here.
这是有一个很微妙的，对他来讲是一个提醒，就是他不是一个本地人。
Anybody ever tell you that? You're not from around here, are you?
有没有人曾经提醒你，你不是 Michigan 的人
？I was told that in Ohio when I lived in Ohio.
当我住在 Ohio 州的时候，他们提醒我不是 Ohio 人。
I was told that when I lived in Florida.
那当我搬去佛罗里达州的时候，他们也提醒我。
And I was told that when I lived in Australia.
当我去澳洲的时候，他们又提醒我。
I got a little story I got to tell, Paul.
Okay. Okay.
we were in Spring Hill, Queensland.
我们在澳洲的时候，我们住在 Queensland 的那个地方叫 Spring Hill.
And a lady's car was broken down.
有一个人的车子坏掉了。
And my son Peter and I were there, and we decided to help the lady.
我的儿子 Peter 跟我决定要来帮这个妇人。
So it was just Peter and I pushing this big car.
那我跟 Peter 我们两个推他的车子。
So finally we got it pushed over to the side of the street.
我们终于把它推到路旁。
And this Australian was standing there.
有一个澳洲人站在那个地方。
And I began to talk to my son Peter.
我开始跟我儿子在讲话。
And the Australian says, wouldn't you know, an American helping out an Australian with all these Australians standing around watching.
他一听就知道我不是澳洲人，所以他说真是奇妙，怎么一个美国人在这边帮助一个澳洲人。
Okay, where are we at, Paul? I don't know.
Ruth.
Ruth? Okay.
Moabites.
Moabites, okay.
Okay.
So, we're just not, you know, and I've been told that so many times, it's frustrating, you know, when I'm just not from around here.
Okay, so 很多时候我们会觉得很沮丧，我们觉得好像我们不是这个地方的人。
But you see, her loyalty to Naomi ushers in a remarkable reversal of fate in her life.
但是她对婆婆拿俄米的忠心带来了一个她一个命运的急转弯。
Boaz was her family benefactor.
波阿斯是他们家里的恩人。
Twice he told his male workers not to mistreat her.
两次他吩咐他的仆人叫他们不能够亏待这个 Ruth。
This childless, widowed foreigner becomes the wife of Boaz, who is a leading citizen in Bethlehem.
这位没有孩子的寡妇最后成了伯利恒这位重要的以色列民波阿斯的妻子。
Isn't it amazing?
这是不是会让你觉得很惊奇
？That Boaz, who is the son of Ruth,
Boaz is not son of Ruth.
No, Boaz is a
Obi. Obi is son of Ruth.
Who?The son of Rahab. Boaz is the son of Rahab.
波阿斯是拉合的一个外人的后代。
She's an outsider.
她是一个外人。
And he marries an outsider who is Ruth.
但是他爱上了一个外人，并且跟他结婚。
Is that right? Okay, good. Okay. And their child Obed is the grandfather of the great king David.
他们的孩子名叫厄贝德，是大卫王的祖父。
Matthew 1:5-6 reads this.
马太福音第一章五到六节如此说。
Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab.
撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯。
Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth.
波阿斯从路德氏生厄贝德。
Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David.
俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。
And of course, this is the lineage of Joseph, who is the stepfather of our Savior Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督的家谱，耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Through God's providence and Ruth's shining commitment to Naomi, she moves from outside Judah to become inside one of its prominent families.
借着神的旨意和路德对拿俄米的委身，路德从一个在犹大之外的外邦女子，变成一位在以色列一个很有名家族里面的一份子。
I think about my life, how God took an outsider like me and made him an insider.
当我仔细地思考我的一生，我理解神如何把我这样的一个外人变成一位属他的人。
Truly, God sought after me.
神来找我。
He had a passion for me.
他对我有一个很大的热心。
He loved me before I ever knew him.
在我还没有认识他之前，他已经爱了我。
And this morning, he may be seeking you.
今天早上，他也可能在寻找你。
Open up your heart and your life to the Lord this morning.
我恳求你把你的心向我们的主开，打开。Believe
in him.
来相信他。
Trust in him.
来信靠他。
Acknowledge him as the God of heaven and earth.
承认他是天上地上的神。
And if you're not a Christian today, receive him as your Savior.
如果你今天还不是信主的话，今天我就劝你来接受他做你的救主。
Our passion for outsiders.
第三点，我们对外人的热心。
They're not like us.
他们跟我们不太一样。We
must confess that outsiders are not like us.
我们需要承认外人跟我们不一定是一样的。They
know little or nothing about the inside of an average church.
他们对一般教会里面的事是一窍不通的。They
do not speak churchese.
他们对教会里面所用的术语。They
are clueless about the subculture of a church.
跟所谓教会里面的次文化也是一窍不通的。
They don't understand why the first name of some churches is First or Bethany or Calvary.
他们不理解为什么教会的名字里面有第一、伯大尼或者加列山这个名字。
Where else would they encounter a foyer or a fellowship hall?
在什么地方他们会碰到像教会里面那个大厅和团契的聚会室？
Where else would they meet a deaconess?
什么地方会碰到一个女执事？
An elder or a trustee?
或者长老或者是理事？
Where else would they sit in pews?
还有在什么地方他们会坐在教堂的座椅上面？
Drop money into felt pouches that are passed from row to row by well-dressed ushers.
奉献的钱放在一个穿着整整齐齐的人传过来的奉献袋里面。
Where else would they see someone receive the right hand of fellowship?
在什么地方他们会看到有人会接受从右手来的团契？
Or witness an invitation?
或者看到在讲台上的护照？
That means the cultural difference between an average church member and an outsider is huge.
这意味着在教会里和教会外人之间有一道很深的鸿沟。
They're not like us, and we're not like them.
他们不像我们，我们也不太像他们。
They enter into our world through these doors as outsiders.
他们是一个外人进入我们的世界。
The same status that we enjoy in theirs.
我们也是差不多一样。
We must confess our reluctance to welcome outsiders.
我们也必须承认，我们有时候不太欢迎外面来的人。
We must confess our reluctance to welcome outsiders, especially those who have problematic lives.
我们必须承认，我们不太欢迎外人，尤其是那些生命里面有一些问题的人。
Normally, we Christians settle into a comfortable, snug, small groups of friends who are just like us.
我们通常，我们基督徒很容易找到一群我们认为很让我们自己觉得很舒适的一小群自己的朋友，就跟我们大家完全一样的人。
Just think about it. Even in our church, we have all our small groups are all incorporated from people in the same parts of the world.
我们想一想，在我们教会里面，是不是有的时候我们很喜欢跟自己相似的人在一起，或者是说我们从同一个地方来的人，我们自己觉得让我们自己很舒适的，我们才成立自己一个团契。
Even if we avoid actual cliques, we tend to associate with people that we have a lot in common with.
虽然不至于去结党，但是我们还是喜欢跟自己。
And this is normal behavior for most human beings.
对一般人来讲，这并不是不很寻常的事情。
There are people who show up on our church doorstep with all kinds of baggage.
有很多人第一次来教会的时候，他们带了他们自己的包袱来的。
They may have low-paying jobs or bounce around from job to job.
他们可能薪水不多，或者工作不是很稳定。
They may be recovering alcoholics whose face still bear the scars of their past defeats or current struggles that they're facing.
他们可能是酒鬼，脸上充满了以前失败过的创伤，或是现在所面对的许多的挣扎。
Their clothes, their speech, their personal habits, their story may give them away.
从他们所穿的衣服、说话的方式、个人的习惯，都可能让我们猜出他们现在的现况是如何。
Such people may be as foreign to us as Ruth was to the Israelites.
这些人对我们来说，就像拉合对以色列人来说是外人一般。
Their differences kind of unsettle us because our normal ways of relating people just don't work with these people.
他们的不同让我们觉得很不舒服，因为跟我们平常所打交道的人是很不一样的。
But Joshua let Rahab live in Israel, and let the Rahab live in Israel.
但是约书亚让拉合住在以色列人当中。
And our Lord Jesus models a lifestyle of hanging in with people who are in trouble, people in need, and people that other people avoid.
但是我们主给我们看到的生活模式是他愿意跟有问题的人、有需要的人或别人想要避开的人来往。
As Jesus hung out with publicans or tax collectors and sinners, a motley crew if there ever was one.
是的，耶稣是与税吏和罪人经常在一起的。
As Rahab welcomed the Israel spies, outsiders in her world, so we're to welcome outsiders into ours.
就像拉合欢迎以色列的探子一样，我们对他来说是外人，同样我们也应当欢迎外人进入我们的当中。
Prayerfully, we need to swallow our pride, set aside our preferences, and cross these boundaries that we need to reach these people.
借着一个祷告的心，我们需要吞下我们自己骄傲、自己的喜好，能跨越无形的界限。
We need to roll up our sleeves and get our holy hands dirty and meet the needs of people here in Ann Arbor.
我们需要拉起我们的袖子，弄脏我们的手，在安城做主的工。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, just check and see if you're awake. That's good.
只要看看你们是不是还在在听到。
We need to make our church a place where anyone who walks into our church from the street feels welcome.
我们需要改造我们的教会生活，让那些在街上流荡的人觉得在此受欢迎。
God not only welcomes outsiders, but uses them to bless and encourage His people.
神不只欢迎外人，他还会用他们来祝福和鼓励其他的人。
This is how powerful and how caring God really is.
这就是如此大能和关心人的神。
Through Rahab, Yahweh confirmed victory at Jericho was certain because He had already sent panic among the Canaanites.
借着拉合，神证实了以色列人在耶利哥城的胜利，因为他已使迦南人惊恐。
Through her, he boasted the morale of the people in anticipation of the long conquest ahead.
借着拉合，神增强了他们的士气，虽然知道面前还有一段漫长的征战。
God had already paved a way for them.
神已经为他们铺好了路。
Okay, now our response to outsiders.
那现在我们来看一下我们对外人的反应。
We need to work very hard at getting past first impressions.
我们需要努力超越我们一般所看的所谓的第一印象。
Let us remember that behind the one unkept and possibly rough outward appearance is a person for whom Jesus Christ died.
让我们记得，在每一个不修边幅或者外表粗野人的背后，耶稣都为他们舍命了。
We need to get to know people on their terms, asking them their story, listening to them in love, and above all,Take them seriously.
我们需要借着听他们的故事，用爱来听，特别是要认真的来对待他们。
We need to rejoice in the fact that God is at work in all kinds of ways and in the lives of all kinds of people.
我们需要欢喜快乐来接受一个事实，就是神在所有不同人的身上和生命中，他做不同的工作。
We need to keep our spiritual eyes open so as not to miss what God might be doing behind the scenes.
让我们张开属灵的眼。我们就会不会看不到神在背后所做的事工。
We must see people as God sees, as if God has them on their way somewhere, not as people who've reached their final destination.
我们需要能看人像是神在他们身上还未完成的工作，而不是已经完全的人。
We need to pray the Holy Spirit is at work in their lives.
我们需要祷告，圣灵继续在他们身上做工。
We need to cultivate a relationship. So we may encourage them in their walk of faith.
我们需要与他们建立关系，来鼓励他们在信心里与主同行。
We need to bless their lives with words of love and kindness that will help them see that Christ is working in their lives.
最后，我们需要用爱和亲切的祝福来帮助他们看到基督在他们身上的工作。
We need to work to help in practical ways in the outsiders' lives.
我们需要努力在外人的实际的生活中来帮助他们。
Rahab is an example for her welcoming the spies, giving them lodging and safe passage outside the city.
拉合就是一个用实际的方法欢迎他们，给他们住处，带他们平安出城的一个很好的例子。
She literally risked her lives for the outsiders.
她为了外人冒自己生命的危险。
Scriptures teach in Hebrews 11:31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she had welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
在圣经里希伯来书11:31如此说，妓女拉合因着信曾和和平平地接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
James 2:25 also says, in the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction.
雅各书2:25也如此说，妓女拉合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？
The needs are always greater than the means available. So focus your attention on what you think you can do in people's lives.
需要总是要比我们可拿出来帮助别人的工具要大，所以我们尽可能要专注在我们能做的是什么。
Be open to God using you to meet the needs of outsiders in a practical way.
让神来使用你，用实际的方法来帮助那些有需要的外人。
And finally, we need to believe that God is working in the hearts of outsiders to bring them to himself.
最后，我们需要相信神在外人心里面做工，要把他们带到他自己的面前来。
Our final lesson is that Rahab teaches that God continues to work to draw outsiders inside.
我们最后要学习的功课是拉合教导我们，神要继续把外人带进来。
Over our church's door should hang the welcoming sign in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
在我们教堂外面应当挂着耶稣欢迎人的这个布条，在马太福音11:28里面所说的。
Come unto me, all ye that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
In summary, an open door to the one usually unwelcome demonstrates that God cares for outsiders.
我们在这里可以做个总结，就是对于那些不受欢迎的人，我们要开门。能够显示神在乎外人，他愿意接受所有的人。
This shows that our God is truly an inclusive God.
我们门户对外人大开，就表示我们神对他们是随时开放的。
Our open door to outsiders is nothing less than God's always open door to them.
我们对外人门户大开，就表示我们的神对他们是随时开放的。
Now Rahab will also give us a challenge about our sin and self-righteousness.
拉合给我们的挑战是，我们要看自己的罪和自以为义。
And then we'll look at Rahab's choice.
我们看看拉合的选择。
And then we'll pray.
我们会祷告。
Then you can go home.
然后你可以回家。
We're almost done.
我们快要结束了。
Surprisingly, to look at Rahab is to look at the mirror at ourselves.
当我们看到拉合的情况的时候，我们会很惊奇的，就像在镜子里面看到我们自己一样。
This glance into the mirror called Rahab is important for two reasons.
这里有两个很重要的原因，为什么我们要在镜子里面能够看到自己跟拉合。
First of all, it provides a fresh confrontation with the ugliness of our own sin and leads us to the appreciation all the more of God's grace working in our lives.
第一，它让我们看到我们自己在罪里的污秽，也能让我们更能感受神的恩典在我们身上所成就的。
Secondly, Rahab steers us clear of our bent toward self-righteousness.
第二个，拉合能够带我们远离自以为义的境况。
I recently read a humorous story that took place aboard an aircraft carrier at sea.
最近我读到关于在海上一个航空母舰上所发生的一则有趣的故事。
The flight was filled with activity. The deck was filled with activity.
在甲板上有很多很多的这个活动。
The pilots were trying to qualify for carrier duty.
有很多的航空人员想要拿到在这个甲板上，在这个舰上工作的资格。
Plane after plane landed fast, their tail hooks catching the cable across the runway to slow them down to taxi speed.
一只一只的飞机相继的降落，尾翼被钢丝拦下来，慢慢的使飞机能够停下来。
At the bow, the steam-driven catapult hurled plane after plane off the end of the ship fast enough so it could fly.
可是在前面，以蒸汽推动的发射机把一架一架的飞机射出去。
Radio communication between pilots and the ship blared over speakers on the deck.
飞行员和船上工作人员借着无线电通讯在甲板上震天的驾响。
But unexpectedly, one launch did not go so smoothly.
但是突然一架飞机没有发射好。
In silent horror, the crew watched just as the just launched airplane, like a wounded bird, valiantly struggled to keep in the air.
甲板上的人员一脸惊恐的样子，因为飞机似乎像一只受伤的鸟一样，在努力挣扎的想要飞翔在空中。
Precious seconds passed as the plane's fate kind of hung in the balance.
飞机的命运眼看在几秒钟之内就要出问题。
The pilot radioed nothing during the battle to stay aloft.
飞行员在这个时候并没有用无线电来沟通。
Finally, the plane leveled off and began to fly smoothly.
但是最后飞机突然开始拉直，平稳的飞翔。
Much to the relief of everyone.
让大家都松了一口气。
Finally, the pilot broke his silence.
最后飞行员终于说话了。
Okay.
Okay.
God, I'll take over from here.
他说神，现在我可以开始来掌控这个飞机了。
This story illustrates the second reason for glancing at the mirror called Rahab.
这个故事告诉我们为什么要在镜子里面看到拉合的第二个原因。
If we're not careful over a period of time, we can become guilty of the attitude of a self-reliance.
如果我们不小心，时候长了，我们会有一种在属灵上开始依靠自己的自我的态度。
Our attitude could be summed up this way.
或许我们的态度可以从这件事情来形容。
We were saved by grace, but in retrospect, God did a really smart thing by saving a people like us.
我们虽然是靠恩典得救，但是回想一下，神救我们像这样的人是挺聪明的。
And finally, Rahab's choice.
最后拉合他的选择。
Submission to God.
学习顺服神。
In conclusion, Rahab serves as an example of an individual who faces a radical choice for or against submission to God.
这里一个总结，我们可以做的是，拉合可以代表一个面临一个重大顺服或不顺服的选择的人的榜样。
As one author notes, the agents of the two conflicting kingdoms knocked on her door that fateful night.
有一位作者如此形容这个选择。他说两个探子在两国战争时最关键的时刻来敲他的门。
That of Yahweh in the persons of the Israelite spies.
神以两位以色列的探子的样子在当时。
And that of Canaan's political system in the persons of Jericho's king and his men.
迦南的政治系统下和耶利哥国王和他子民之前向他出现。
The same radical choice faces everyone, whatever, whenever, and however,God comes knocking at our door.
今天我们每一个人都面临神叩门时所需要做的决定。
Only those who are willing to risk their lives.
只有那些愿意冒生命危险的。
To throw away their past lives.
抛弃自己旧有的生命。
Their selfish dreams.
自私的梦想。
Their previous identity.
和以前我们的自我。
Only these people can enter into God's family and enjoy the rest and salvation that comes through belonging to God.
这些人才能进入神的家，享受救恩和属神所得的安息。
As a Christian, we have a choice to include or exclude outsiders into our lives.
我们基督徒可以选择要不要接受外人。
Jesus clearly models the welcoming of outsiders.
耶稣显然让我们看到他欢迎外人的模式。
So the choice confronts us as to whether we will follow the example of Jesus Christ,who was known for seeking and saving those who were lost.
所以现在我们面临我们的选择是否要跟随他的榜样去寻找拯救世上的灵魂。
If you're here today without Jesus Christ as your Savior,
今天如果你还不是基督徒,
you too have a choice.
你也有一个选择。
You have the choice to either resist the love and care of the God of heaven and earth, or to submit to Him.
你可以选择拒绝天上地下的神所要给你的爱和他的眷顾。
God is the only one who can take a sinful person like you and me and bring him into God's family.
神是唯一可以使你跟你我这样的罪人成为他的儿女。
I urge you today, if you don't know Christ, to make him your Lord and Savior.
今天我全心地恳求你投靠这位天上地下的神。
And after the service, please get with myself or one of the leaders here and we'll be glad to show you how to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
希望你能借着机会，今天在教会里的弟兄姐妹或者是我来分享基督的好消息。
And I pray that God will bless you and your family this day.
我愿神能祝福你。
And today is a beautiful gift from God to all of us.
好好享受神赐给我们这今天这美好的日子。
And let's enjoy the freedom that God has given us in this wonderful country in which we live.
今天让我们来感谢神，今天能够住在这个自由的国家里。
Freedom that was fought for.
这个自由是争取而来的。
Freedom at the cost of many men and women who have given their lives for this country.
这个自由是由很多人牺牲了所得来的。
And I also appreciate those of you who served not only in the United States but also in your home country. You served your country proudly.
我也感谢不止在美国这个地方有人牺牲，而且在我们当中可能有很多人在国外的时候也做了很多的牺牲。
Did you make it politically correct?
I try to.
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, Lord, we want to praise you and thank you today for the wonderful salvation that we have in Jesus.
在天父，我们今天在这里是在来感谢赞美你，让我们今天能够得到这个救恩。
I thank you for all our brothers and sisters here today.
我们也为在场的弟兄姐妹们来感谢你。
All of us, God, were one time outsiders.
我们曾有一时都是外人。
And through the blood of Christ, we're all brought near.
但是借着耶稣的宝血，我们今天都能够到你面前来。
I pray God, your hand of blessing will be on every person and every family that's represented here today.
我们祷告，今天我们每一个在场的弟兄姐妹都能够得到你的祝福。
Help us to enjoy the wonderful family relationships that we have.
让我们能够享受我们所有的我们家庭里面或者人跟人之间的关系。
Help us to enjoy the children and parents that you've given to us.
我们也感谢你，你所赐给我们的家人。
And may our church be known as a church, God, that loves those who are outside.
也让我们的教会在这个地方能够成为一个欢迎外人的一个地方。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.